Good morning. It's 7:44. This is WHYY's Morning Edition. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Both candidates unloaded fighting words in last night's presidential debate held with no audience, just moderators from ABC at the National Constitution Center in Philadelphia's historic district Tuesday night. WHYY's politics reporter Carmen Russell Sluchansky joins us this morning to talk about how the debate performances spoke to swing state Pennsylvania voters. Good morning, Carmen.
Good morning.
Let's talk about an issue that came up in the debate, which has been an important one in Pennsylvania, hydraulic fracturing, also known commonly as fracking. Why was this part of the debate?
You know, I don't think that fracking was actually the topic here, but more of a way to challenge the vice president on her, let's say, evolving policy positions. One of the moderators, Lindsay Davis, asked Harris about a few issues that she appeared to have shifted on, and fracking was one of them. So Harris responded this way.
Let's talk about fracking because we're here in Pennsylvania. I made that very clear in 2020. I will not ban fracking. I have not banned fracking as Vice President of the United States. And in fact, I was the tie-breaking vote on the Inflation Reduction Act, which opened new leases for fracking.
You know, however, Trump took this as an opportunity to say that Harris would completely ban fracking.
But as we have talked about before, her current position is really in line with other Democratic leaders in the state. Well, let's talk about what some Commonwealth voters have to say about the debate. What have you heard?
WHYY Newsroom has talked to voters from both sides. Democrats thought that Harris did well, not surprisingly. This is Jacob Fuller, who watched the debate at a downtown bar.
He was at a party hosted by the Pennsylvania Young Democrats.
I was actually really taken aback at just how well she was able to deliver her remarks, how well she was able to challenge former President Trump, and, you know, just how well she was able to put a concise message out there. I mean, this is probably the best presidential debate I've ever seen.
The best he's ever seen. And what about Republicans early on? What's been the reaction there?
So here's the interesting thing. Republicans that we spoke to also think that Harris did a good job, at least compared to what they thought would happen. This is Tommy Feldman, who was at a Young Republicans watch party at the Clinton Hotel, not far from the National Constitution Center.
I think Kamala definitely surprised me. I thought she was going to do a lot worse than she did. I tended to see Trump ramble a lot, so that shocked. Well, that didn't shock me too much, but Kamala definitely exceeded what I expected of her.
Now, Jen, before you think that maybe Feldman is an outlier, here is Jennifer Connect, who was at the same party.
I think that Trump is going to prevail, but I think that Kamala's performance tonight puts up a tough challenge.
Republicans I talked to said that the moderators were slanted against Trump and challenged him more than they did Harris, and that's why she appeared to do so well. They also say that they are confident that Trump will win.
Interesting. And Carmen, there were some protests. What did those look like last night in Philadelphia?
There were several smaller groups of abortion rights supporters and opponents, and even PETA was protesting against animal lab testing. But there was a much larger march with hundreds of people who were protesting the war in Gaza. I talked to a few protesters about their plans for voting. Most said they wouldn't vote or they were voting for a third party. But I also encountered a young woman named Kate Reynolds who said that she would still vote for Harris because of issues like reproductive health rights and affordable housing, but she was protesting to make a point.
So I think that whatever happens, like the U.S. is funding this genocide and it's not dependent upon my vote whether that's the case.
Well, Carmen, I really appreciate you bringing all those voices to us this morning on Morning Edition. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jen.
WHYY's politics reporter Carmen Russell Sluchansky. You can follow his reporting at WHYY.org, where you can sign up for our Election 2024 newsletter. And that is called The Swing, pertaining to Pennsylvania being the swing state or one of them. You're listening to WHYY's Morning Edition in Philadelphia. Good morning.